I wonder how old Hugh Bowman was when Vorag was going around. Hughie joins me. G'day, Hughie.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
You'd have been a little tacker when Vorag was tearing up the racetracks.
Yeah, I would have been pretty young. I don't remember him racing as a child. Obviously, I've seen replays, but yeah, it's amazing how quick time goes, Matt.
Absolutely. So he was inducted into the Hall of Fame yesterday, and so were you. You must have been proud to have gained such great recognition yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, I've known for a little while. It was confidential, of course, but now that it's been announced, it's all very real, and I guess I sort of put it on the back burner a bit once I knew it was going to happen, and I just... it's very difficult for me to put into words with all that's happened over the last 2 years with Winks, of course, most notably, but also with the success that I've had internationally. It just feels like a bit of a... I'm in a bubble. And now for this recognition to be, to consolidate that success over recent years, obviously, over the last 15 years, I've had the opportunity to ride some of the best horses in Australia, which has given me great opportunities, you know. And, yeah, for the recognition to come to the Hall of Fame and the people that choose that is just amazing. I'm very humbled, and it's very hard, as I said, it's hard for me to explain or put into words the feeling or the pride that I have.
Winx is the main part of the story, but she's certainly not the whole story of your elevation. There's so many other big wins and Japan Cups and so on. But the experience of Winx was so exhausting mentally and physically that you've opted out for a little while. How are you feeling at the moment, and when do we expect to see the Hall of Famer back in action?
I actually haven't set a date to come back, Matt. But I don't want to have too long off because I don't want to get too heavy, basically, but I will monitor my weight somewhat. But on the other side of the coin, there's not much point to be rushing back for July either. So whether I have May and June off and then start to work my way back up through the month of July, if I'm ready for the new season, that would be the most practical way of thinking. But as I said, there's nothing set in stone. And if I feel like coming back earlier, I will. Or if I want a bit longer, I'll take that trip.
Well, you certainly earned it. Well done yesterday. Well done with Winx. It's going to be an interesting next phase of your career, but I think it sort of declutters a bit now mentally, doesn't it, without Winx always in the back of your mind. So it's going to be an interesting next chapter, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, the ball keeps rolling, as we say, so I'm just enjoying some time with my family and not having to attend to a pretty strict schedule, which is quite relaxing. And, yeah, look, we'll have a bit of downtime and then get back into it.
I texted Chris Waller the other day, and he's been difficult to get through to of recent times, I've noticed, and he texted back and said, can you please contact Sophie, my PA, because I'm about to throw this thing away. So I think he's a bit fed up with all the attention as well. So, hey, good on you, mate. Well done. And have an enjoyable off-season, in inverted commas, and we look forward to seeing as we turn our attention towards the spring.
Thanks very much, Matt.